Drive Time on RTE Radio 1, sponsored by Zurich. Here in Ireland for over 40 years, that's four decades of trust, reliability and expertise. Visit Zurich.ie.
Now, Germany has announced it will not authorise any military equipment exports to Israel that could be used in Gaza. The move comes as a direct response to a new Israeli cabinet decision to take over Gaza City, further isolating one of its strongest international backers. I'm joined now by journalist William Gluckroft, who covers EU and German politics. And William, thank you very much for joining me on Drive Time this evening. Germany had previously stopped short of tougher lines against Benjamin Netanyahu's government, taken by some of its European Union allies. So is it these plans to take over Gaza that have become a step too far for them?
Well, I think it's much too early to know if it's a step too far, since the German government, especially since Friedrich Merz and his new government took over earlier this year, have been all over the place on to what extent they support or criticize Israel. Friedrich Merz has said, you know, things as different as that he would welcome some kind of meeting with Benjamin Netanyahu, despite there being an ICC arrest warrant for him, which would be a violation of Germany's obligations to international law. But then also saying that, you know, a few weeks ago or several weeks ago, that he couldn't understand what the strategy in Gaza was anymore. So really this sort of back and forth, and this is just the next, I would say, ping to the pong as Germany is trying to basically play both sides, commitments to its commitments to international law, but also its steadfast support for Israel.
It is seen as a turnaround. Germany is the second biggest exporter of arms to Israel after the United States, providing hundreds of millions of euro in arms support to Israel in the past two or three years.
Right. And that has been what has been growing pressure from them to do something about it. I think it's important to note that, of course, the U.S., not only in terms of numbers, but also in terms of lethality, far outpaces what Germany provides to Israel. Israel will still be able to, no doubt, continue its offensive operations as it wishes in Gaza and elsewhere that it's waging a war in the region. Without Germany, which largely provides naval assets, it provides some certainly lethal weapons, but not to the extent that the U.S. can. But nonetheless, it's more of a symbolic gesture, I would say, for what Germany is now taking this stand to do. Mm-hmm. In conjunction with its European allies, but of course the EU has not been that strong on condemning Israel either. They just had that recent EU-Israel accession agreement that they basically ended in, rather than taking any step against Israel, but just saying we're kind of wait and see what happens.
Concerns for what's happening in the Gaza, though, have been mounting, and condemnation throughout Europe and the world. Germany's support for Israel is often described as a matter of historic responsibility. So does this indicate that Germany is showing humanitarian concern for Palestinians, or giving them the same or greater weight now, maybe, than those historic responsibilities and arrangements?
No, certainly not. I mean, Germany is still uses its so-called Staatsräson, its reason of state, its national interest, projecting it onto Israel, which is, you know, by anyone's definition, is outside of any kind of democratic or constitutional debate. It comes above all other obligations, all other rights, etc. If you look at the press release that the German government put out, its number one priority is still the release of the remaining hostages in Israel. And actually, it doesn't actually call for a ceasefire. It calls for purposeful, committed negotiations for a ceasefire. If we pick apart the diplomatic language there, that's Germany still being very careful about what it really comes out to say. So Germany still very much stands for Israel as is in its position of power over the Palestinians. And until any of that changes, everything else, whether it's some weapons export licenses here and there, all these other little things are kind of window dressing.
William Gluckroft, for now, thank you very much for talking to us on the programme. Journalist William Gluckroft.